And we welcome you to this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast, part of the High School Sports Caravan. I'm Jim Powers, and we hope everybody had an outstanding holiday season. Last week, played a lot of our best ofs, and we had some great podcasts back in 2022 with some really, really great people, and we wanted to play those last week just to kind of showcase, and in case you missed them back when we played them earlier in the year, give you another opportunity to go back and listen to them. But we're back at it now, full strength, and we're going to get into some basketball stuff, a couple teams that are trending in some big-time directions. We're going to talk to their coaches today. And first, over at Lutheran South, Ben Ehrlich has done such a great job with that, Lancer program, and just really got him cooking on all cylinders right now. 5-2 coming out of the break, starting their own tournament this week. And, Ben, what a great start to the season once again for you guys.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird start to the season. We usually go through that late January lull where everybody gets the flu and a cold. And unfortunately, that kind of hit us really early in the season. So we had to play a couple games. We had a 1-point loss with one of our starters got injured early in the first quarter. And then another two kids who had been giving us like really good minutes, like first kids off the bench, were gone because of the flu. And we had another kid with shin splints. So that kind of that mid-January lull hit us in early December. But yeah, 5-2, we're super happy with that. We've got our last two wins were against state ranked opponents in North County and Southern Boone. And so, yeah, the girls are doing a great job. They're working really hard, and it's been 19 days since we played a game, so they're looking to get after it tomorrow.
Talk a little bit about, playing out at the Norm Stewart Classic, and I had a chance to be there for that, as I do every year. But for your kids, it had to be such a great experience, and playing a really, really good Southern Boone team. It's games like that that kind of get you jump-started a little bit, isn't it? Especially big-time atmosphere, playing on the big court and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, it was neat for kids all the way around. I mean, just from the, we leave at 9 o'clock, we get out, we finish our first class, and then we leave at 9 o'clock and we travel up and watch games. And we actually stayed up there and did a team dinner and just kind of spent about 24 hours together because we knew we were getting close to kind of going our own ways with finals and the break. And we do a lot of between Christmas and New Year, since we don't play, we do all individual skill sessions. So we only have 3 or 4 girls in the gym at a time. So in terms of us being our collective 13, that was a good chance for us to get that time together before we break it down heading into the new year. The event, it's first class. It's run so well. You're going to see good competition. Like you said, Southern Boone was good. And just being on the Mizzou floor on a college court in that atmosphere, taking pictures with Coach Stewart, like the whole day was just a lot of fun for us. And to put the cherry on top, we're able to secure the victory too.
No doubt about it. Your kids have, once again, you've had a great group for the last couple of years, but Ellie Buescher is just, once again, she's come out of the gate solid for you, averaging 15-1 and 11 boards a game. She is who you guys are really turning to right now, especially with that inside presence.
Well, yeah, and she's knocked down some threes, and we challenged her a little bit early in the season. She wasn't getting to the free throw line enough, and so she's been doing that a little bit more, and she's worked really hard on her all-around game to be able to handle things out at the perimeter. And and the other thing before the season started, we told her, we said, for us to be successful, you've got to get double digit rebounds. And so she's been kind of going after that with kind of a fire to make sure. I think in school history, we've got 3 other girls that have had a 300 rebound season. And so we've kind of set that as a goal for her to say, if you collect 300 rebounds, you're likely going to average a double double. And we're going to have a lot of success. But she's a great kid, as good a basketball player she is. She's an even better person. And she is just wired to work so hard. And she, from our sectional loss last March, she took about a week off. And she's like, Coach, I'm ready to get back in the gym. and she has just worked her and Savannah Butterfield and a group of about six of our girls basically lived in the gym all off season, and it's paying off for us during the season.
You know, I was just going to mention Savannah and the great start of the year that she's had. She's averaging 14-1 a game, but I think with her, it's some of the other intangibles that she does so well for you guys, you know, causing, turnovers. She's got 25 steals on the season as well. I mean, she's kind of that person that's doing a little bit of everything for you.
Oh, yeah. She is a big part of what we're trying to do. I mean, anytime you've got a 6-foot guard that you can move to the point as a coach, it makes life a little bit easier. But she's got super long arms, and she can get out in passing lanes and, you know, smaller guards. She actually pulls it out of the air sometimes. You know, they try to throw over the top of her. And, you know, she really embraced that sixth girl role last year for us. And she came off the bench. She was instrumental in us beating Westminster when they were state ranked late in the season. And just our success last year, she was key in that. And she went into the offseason with, I want to be a feature player. I want to start. I want starters minutes. And so she's put herself in a position that me as a coach, like, I can't take her off the floor because of all of those, like you said, those intangibles she brings. She distributes the ball. Her and Ellie find each other very, very well. You know, they take turn giving each other assists and making it look pretty. That Norm Stewart Classic, our first bucket of the game was Ellie pushed in transition and Savvy got out in front and Ellie hit her streak into the basket. And I mean, you know, that makes my job as a coach a lot easier when you got two kids that are as gifted as they are doing those types of things. But yeah, Savvy does a lot with pressure and other guards and her assists and steals. And so while she is putting up double digit scoring, all those other things are really helping lead to our success too.
And you've got some youngsters, and I think Sydney Pfister has just been terrific for you guys. And watching her play, on film down at the Herky tournament, and then watching her live, you know, at the Norm Stewart. I mean, she's giving you some points, but what I think she's giving you is a little bit of stability out front, especially on the assist side of things, leading you guys in assists with 23.
Well, Jim, you're spoiling my best kept secret now. Sid is a great player. We've known about her. Her older sister played for us. She's been around our program since she was probably in first or second grade. So we've known a ton about her, and we're super excited to have her. And just to tell you kind of in coach speak, I have Savvy, who can run the point, who's played probably 60 varsity games in her career. I have Sophia Horrell, who ran the point for us all last year and did it her freshman year too. So she's probably got about 50 or 60 games of varsity experience at the point. And I moved both of those kids off of the ball to insert a freshman point guard. That kind of shows you the faith and confidence that we have in Sydney. And, you know, she's learning the game at the varsity level. And, you know, some of her mistakes are magnified. She had a little 30-second stretch in the Southern Boone game that we had to take her out of a game and say, look, you're a great player. Take a deep breath and go out. And she goes back in. We're, I think, up three, and she, you know, makes a layup to take it to a two-possession game. And but she is such a smooth player. And, I really think out of all the things she does well, she's starting to become a pretty good defender. And also, she's probably the best passer in our program. Like, she sees the floor so well. And she's, you know, a lot of high school kids are thinking next play, and she's seeing things develop two plays out, and she's hitting. Like, there'll be passes where it's like that, no, 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 yes, because you think it's a turnover, and she sees a kid cutting behind two other kids, and she threads a needle, and we get a layup out of it. So, we're super excited about her just being a freshman. And, you know, it's kind of neat because Ellie, we've kind of like handed down from these top kids that we've had over my time at South. And, you know, Ellie was a freshman when Emma Politz was when Emma Politz was a senior and Emma took her under her wing, and now Ellie's a junior and she's been a great mentor for Sydney. And, you know, Sydney will be that mentor for somebody else down the line. And so it's neat to see that transition for our program and those things that take shape.
No doubt about it. In your program last year, you know, last couple of years, terrific runs. This year, we talked about it before districts came out. You guys got bumped up to 5, and your schedule reflects that. You're not shying away from teams. You know what you're going to have to do, you know, to get out of your district and to make a run in Class 5. But, you know, talk just a little bit about making that bump up and you know, trying to tell the kids, hey, it's not the worst thing in the world. We've got to play our game every night in and night out, because that's what we do.
Yeah. And so last year, and we're still fairly young. I mean, we've got one senior starter and two seniors that come off the bench, but out of our 13 kids, you know, we've got the big part of our numbers are in that, are in our junior class, but we still play a freshman and two sophomores, and we dress two other freshmen. But last year, all with our group, and we lost two seniors from last year's group, we played a super tough schedule. I don't remember. It was like 9 or 10 state-ranked opponents. So like half of our games going into districts were state-ranked. And we just had all of this heartbreak early. I mean, you draw up ways that you can lose games in the last 2 minutes, and we did it. And then by February, it had clicked. And we beat Westminster, and we got on a roll, and we won the district, and, you know, we gave St. James everything. So those kids really, those experiences for them as underclassmen on varsity now are starting to, set them up for success this year. And, you know, you never know year to year. You have the traditional schools that you think are going to be good. But you try to build the schedule that's going to challenge you. And, you know, fortunately, North County's been good the last few years. We've seen them in the Herculaneum tournament. We get invited, Southern Boone. We got invited to the AMP live shootout to start the year. And we played Scott City, and Scott City, I think it's our loss and maybe one other. They're sitting at 8 or 9-2 right now. And so you see good teams and stuff like that. And I think the thing that really prepares us for the greatest success is our confidence. Our conference is just loaded night in and night out. And it's been that way. Like if you go back, I guess the Metro League's been around 12 years. And if you go back and look at the number of district champions, and some years it's two Metro League schools playing for a district championship. And, you look at the number of Final Four teams and quarterfinal teams and, high level college players that have come out of our conference. And, so you really can't take, you know, you can't take a break any night in our conference, and it challenges us. And, you know, and even now, you know, Principia has been down the last couple of years, but what Josh is doing over there, there no longer is any tough game. It worries me a little bit because, you know, you say the old joke is if you're looking for the easy game in your conference and you can't find it, maybe it's you. So yeah, we want to be tough every night. And like I said, our conference really challenges us. And then, you know, Mark Linneman, our AD, does a great job of getting understanding our scheduling and understanding what we need at certain times, and our tournaments, the tournament that we host and Washington tournament is as good as any around. And I remember a few years ago, Washington, they had 7 of the 8 teams were all state ranked in it. And 6 of the 8 teams won district championships that year. And so that tournament's a big school tournament with a lot of talent year in and year out. So yeah, we have always kind of been in that Class 3 and 4 range and have played bigger schools. And now we have to by, you know, adding teams like, you know, big school teams like Koryaizu back to the schedule, and Lindbergh is back on the schedule. Some of those Class 6 teams that are close to home. And so, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I feel like our kids are up to it. And, you know, it'll be fun come district time.
No doubt about it. Well, Ben, I appreciate the time. I know it's a busy week with your tournament and everything, but good luck with it. And I know we will definitely be chatting throughout the season, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. The head coach over at Lutheran South, Ben Ehlig, joins us. And when we come back, Sam Briscoe, what about the turnaround for the Kirkwood Pioneers boys program? They win the MICDS tournament last week. We'll talk it over with the first-year head coach coming up right after this. This is Inside the Lines, the high school sports. Welcome back to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here, part of the High School Sports Caravan. I'm Jim Powers, and thanks to Ben Ehlig from Lutheran South for joining us in our first segment. And now, you know, what a great, great turnaround for the Kirkwood Pioneer basketball team. First-year head coach Sam Briscoe has come in and done an outstanding job. They're 8-0 to start the season. They won through the gauntlet at the MICDS tournament to win that championship last week. And Sam, first off, congratulations on a great start. And how much fun are you having first year with the guys? And you got them going in the right direction right out of the gate.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me. But no, it's been a lot of fun. We have a good group, talented group that's been through a lot the last 3 to 4 years. They've been tested, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally. So they, you know, they're ready for the test. They're responding well and buying into what we want to do. So luckily we've had some success early and hopefully we can stay focused and keep it going.
Well, when you got the job and you know, for people that don't know your resume, you played for Wade up at Deschenes, then you know, terrific college career, then went down, you know, Drury and did some great things on their staff with Steve Hester, with Chris Foster. You know, talk a little bit about what those types of things have taught you to bring to your first head coaching job on the high school level at Kirkwood.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, all the things that I'm implementing here, you know, whether it's on the floor, off the floor, it all comes from one of those three. You know, I took so much from them in the years I was with them, the 4 years I was with Coach Bauslog. He taught me how to grow up, which is something I'm trying to teach these guys, you know, how to grow up and be an adult, which is tough. And then my 2 years with Coach Hester, the habits, his big thing was you are what your habits are. So that's what we're preaching every day is your daily habits and your daily preparation, you know, brings you along and molds you to who you are. And then the year I was with Coach Foster, you know, some of the creative stuff offensively, the ways to prepare to keep things, you know, energetic and fun. And, you know, those are all things that I use, you know, the way he kind of scheduled his practices, you know, some of the, you know, different drills that we do in practice that are competitive and fun, we use a lot through him. So, you know, I took a ton from all three, and all three, you know, it all molds down to your daily habits and who you are every single day. And that's something we've been preaching to these guys is, you have to bring it every day, because when you get out of here, whatever you do next, you're going to have to bring it every day, whether it's, you know, school and college, or, you know, if you're just going to school, you still have to bring it so you can, you know, do well in class and then get yourself a good job and then bring it every day in your next, you know, endeavor. So it just, those daily habits is the big thing that I've taken from all three of those.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but you played in the MICDS tournament. You won the MICDS tournament championship, and now you have a chance to coach a winning team in that tournament. How cool is that to see, kind of with, you know, the MICDS tournament, it kind of come full circle for you individually, but also for your kids to win that title for the first time?
It was awesome. It was a great feeling. You know, when we got started in the tournament, I let all the guys know, like, hey, I played in this tournament 4 years in high school. And when you're successful and you make a run in this thing, it's one of the coolest tournaments around. You know, the everything it goes towards with the Special Olympics is just an awesome foundation and, you know, an awesome cause to get behind. And then that between that semifinal game when they play the scrimmage, I mean, there's nothing, I think, in my opinion, nothing more exciting and nothing more fun. I mean, you have two teams that just played a hard fought game sitting there cheering, you know, smiles on their face, even though maybe one just lost a tough one. And then you have two teams that are about to play and you're almost not really thinking about the game. You're more just enjoying, how much fun those guys are having on the court. So just a great atmosphere. They do an amazing job every year putting that thing on, and it's competitive every year. So just reminding our guys, like, hey, this will be a great test. If you can make a run at it, it'll be a great atmosphere that will prepare you for later in the year when you're playing a big game in districts and it's a big crowd that might not be all Kirkwood fans. It might be majority somebody else. And just to prepare yourself for that atmosphere and playing, you know, games in a short amount of time.
Let's talk about your kids. And I think a lot of your stuff is starting and stopping with a couple guys that I really love watching, you know, Christian Hughes and, you know, Jarvis Moye. Wow, what a great pair. They lead you in scoring with 14 a game. They just do a lot of terrific things. But there's a little bit of different subtleties between the two as well that bring, that come to the table.
Absolutely. I mean, they're two special kids. They're two kids. It's funny. We joke, myself and Nelson Taylor, my assistant, we joke, they're some emotional kids, but I kind of love it. You know, if anybody watched me play when I was in high school, sometimes I wore my emotions on my sleeve a little bit.
And I remember those days. Yeah, I remember those days.
It's okay to do that if you can bottle it up. And they're learning how to bottle it up and use it in the correct way. But they're two amazing kids. I mean, they come in and they compete every game. Christian's one of those guys that, I mean, he's a bulldog. He's a bulldog. He's going to keep going. He's going to keep going. He's going to play at a fast-paced, physical style. He's a super good athlete, and he uses it to the best he can. J-Mo's a kid that's another bulldog, probably the best, one of the best on-ball defenders I've ever coached. Just got a knack for the ball, quick hands. Sometimes he gets gambling and reaching a little more than you'd want, but he's so good at it, you have to live with some of it. You know, letting those two be who they are is important. Giving J-Mo the ball in space and letting him be himself, playing with great pace. And he just find ways to get between two defenders and finish with an off balance layup. And you look at your coaches, you're like, I don't know how he did that, but you know, it worked. So those two are really get us going and scoring, you know. And then the other two that really go under the radar is KJ Rimes and Aiden Trawick. KJ's a legit point guard. Like, he is a dog on the defensive end. He's getting guys involved. He can make an open shot, but he doesn't need to score the ball to be happy. He just plays his tail off. And then Aiden's a Swiss Army knife. I mean, he guards the five for us, but he's really like a wing. Doesn't complain, just comes in every day, works his tail off, can really shoot it, super bouncy. So with those four seniors and then bringing a bunch of other guys around them that just play their tails off too, it's been a recipe for success so far. And, you know, I think if they can continue to come in every day and do those same things, I think we could have a chance to be pretty good down the road.
You know, with KJ too, and the one thing I love to see out of him is he's an extension of you out on the court. And he reminds me a lot about you when you played. You know, Wade was able to go to you and say, okay, this is what we want to do. And it seems like, you know, Kellen's the same type of player, the where he's that extension and he's not trying to overdo things. He's managing things and putting guys in the right spots to be successful.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got a calming presence that some of our guys don't necessarily have. Like, he's very tough mentally and physically. And he's one you can just give the ball to and say, KJ, just settle us down, get us set, and then let's run some offense. He's a guy that you can put on multiple guys. I mean, he can switch because of how tough he is. But he's definitely what you want out of a point guard. Especially at the high school level, being that tough and that calm. He's a phenomenal kid and one I've really enjoyed getting to know and forming a relationship with in my short few months with this group.
You know, you're not under the radar anymore. You win the MICDS tournament, you're 8-0. Now everybody's gunning for you guys. And when you look at your schedule coming up, you know, you got a big one against Lafayette this week. You got a big one against West, who's, you know, Lafayette comes out of nowhere to win Coaches versus Cancer. you know, Parkway West, is they do what they do every year, and that's win ball games. You got Central next week. You've got the Parkway West tournament later on in the season. I mean, this schedule that you guys have is not easy. How do you keep your guys from over celebrating winning the Don Mauer and saying, guys, that's just the tip of the iceberg? We got a long couple months left to play basketball.
Yeah, it's been a challenge for sure. You know, something that you want to let them enjoy some successes a little bit, because I think that's what sports is all about, having fun and enjoying and teaching you life lessons. But keeping them grounded, saying, hey, we're not finished, you know, and if this is all you want to accomplish all year, then I don't know that we're really on the same page. Luckily, they've shown us, you know, and through practice and just, you know, having these talks before and after games that they want to accomplish more. But reminding them, like, hey, Lafayette's hot. They got some talent. They're well coached. They're tough. You know, for whatever reason, they didn't start out great, but it's not how you start. It's how you finish. And they're playing, right. They're in the right direction. So you can't overlook them. Parkway West, you know, gave him a little lump on the back of the head last year in some games. And I think this group, they've just, with all the things they've been through between, you know, COVID, because they're those classes that are, we're in the thick of it, you know, that came into high school during it, were there only a year, you know, their freshman year was cut short because of it, that they don't take a ton of things for granted because they know how quickly some things can change. And this group, you know, honestly, they've just been through a lot with coaching changes and different things like that, which is out of their control. And they've stayed positive through it all. And, you know, they want to succeed. They want to do more. And so they're preparing the right way right now. But I agree. It's a tough schedule coming up here, and keeping them grounded, keeping them focused on just improving a little bit every day is the most important part.
How much fun are you having? You know, obviously first head coaching position on the high school level. How much fun are you having bringing what your knowledge and your background is to these guys and kind of seeing that success early on?
It's been a lot of fun. It always helps when you win. It always helps when you've won some games. You know, I don't know that if we were 0-8, I'd be saying the same thing, you know, but it's been great, because the main thing is I've had coaches my whole life that have just been amazing, between Wade Balsog, Darian Head, Dan Otto, you know, coaching for Hesser, coaching for Foster, you know, being around those guys, Drew Diener at Rockhurst. I've just had amazing coaches that have treated me so well and made my basketball experiences great. You know, my dad was one of my coaches growing up, Renee Moore, who's, you know, like a second mother to me. They were my coaches growing up. All those coaches made basketball fun for me and taught me life lessons along the way. And that's all I've really tried to do here, is teach them how to play basketball, teach them how to work hard, help them enjoy basketball, because it is supposed to be enjoyable. There's some work that comes with it, but enjoying the ride, it's all been, you know, a blessing to me. You know, I think so far we're doing that as a staff. We're teaching them the right things, teaching them how to come to work every day, and then helping them enjoy some things along the way. But again, everything helps when you win. So hopefully we keep doing that to keep some of the growing pains from setting in. But no, it's been awesome. I have a really great group. They're a lot of fun to be around.
No doubt, buddy. Well, it's always great catching up with you. And when I saw that you had gotten a position, I was one of the first to give you the shout out and the text to congratulate you. I know you're going to do great things. And it's always great talking to you. And I know we'll definitely talk throughout the season, my friend.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Jim.
No problem. Sam Briscoe, the head coach over at Kirkwood. We want to thank him. We want to thank Ben Ehrlich over at Lutheran South for joining us. Next week, we get continued basketball. It's going to be a lot of great games, a lot of great things going on in the basketball season. Going to be a lot of fun to cover here on the High School Sports Caravan. So stay tuned for next week. We'll have some more great coaches joining us. For Coach Briscoe, for Ben Ehrlich, I'm Jim Powers. Thanks so much for tuning in Inside the Lines, the High School Sports Podcast, part of the High School Sports Caravan.